I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. As Colorado farmers and ranchers file or work on their 2018 tax returns, experts are saying it's not too early to start getting prepared for next year's income tax returns. Guido Vanderhoven of North Carolina State University tells the USDA he advises farmers and ranchers to stay in contact with their tax preparers and accountants throughout the year.
Visit with them in the middle of the year and say, how are things going? What does it look like? Having a handle on what we think income is going to be, do we want to take some steps to manage our income level by either deferring income into 2020, maybe prepaying some expenses such as fertilizer, seed, or chemicals in 2019 for the 2020 planting and crop year?
Colorado farmers and ranchers have even more reasons to stay in touch with their tax professionals because of potential changes coming in tax laws. Last year, the Colorado Office of the State Auditor released its first evaluation of the state's tax expenditure and deductions and exclusions. Some of the programs under review included the agricultural lease deduction, the crop hail insurance premium tax exemption, and the farm closeout sale tax exemption. Some of the programs might be duplicated on the federal level. Farmers and ranchers might not be aware of other programs. For example, the agricultural lease deduction has been available since 2016, but researchers say only 27% of Colorado producers were aware it existed. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.